This is Jonathan Hansen. I want to welcome you to the Warning Radio Program. This week we have again Andy Nazario. He was commissioned in the Army Reserves, retiring at the rank of captain, 30-year veteran in the Sheriff's Department, Albuquerque, New Mexico, also retired as an assistant professor at criminal justice at Eastern New Mexico University in 2017. So again, retired as captain, the rank in the Army Reserves, captain in the Sheriff's Department, and an assistant professor of criminal justice at Eastern New Mexico University. Andy, welcome back to the Warning Radio Program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Well, if you just look at the news, it is always depressing. What do you think?
Yes, extremely so. And the way the government has been lying to us and the things they are doing is just amazing that we're in this situation today, that this country has come down as far as it has in my lifetime. I was born in the baby boom era in the 1950, and back then we were prepared for what was going on. We were close. We were family and church. The government kind of looked more from World War II and was looking after our well-being and trying to be more Christian. But we've continued to move further and further and further away from the Lord. Our government is failing to obey the laws of God. And they're letting illegals cross our border, but yet they're limiting visas to some people, and they're working to bring us down. This is both Democrats and Republicans that are doing this. And this is from LifeSite News, February 11th. House passes bill with GOP support to sanction foreigners who oppose LGBT agenda. Individuals sanctioned under the vague bill would be unable to enter the United States to obtain U.S. visas. They do this while they're just letting people they don't even know who they are come across our borders in the southern borders.
It's crazy, Andy. It's just flat crazy that they are. But again, you got to understand this is a direct attack on God. It's a direct attack on the Republic, which is a nation under God. It's a push pure communism. And sure now, if you are against immorality, the LGBT, homosexuality, gays, it's not that you hate those people, but we have to say what God says. They are in sin. They're violating their constitution the way they're made. And Sodom and Gomorrah were a perfect example where they continue to go further and further into a beast mentality and beast morality, and judgment is inevitable. And that's why we are so close in the United States of America to judgment, Andy.
Yes, and judgment's getting closer. The birth pains are getting closer together. And the Lord's going to be coming soon. And we need to stand up and be prepared on what's coming in the future and how we're going to handle it. That's why you created Eagle Saving Nations. And that's a good site. If you go to your Dr. Hansen's website and look up on it, the Eagle Saving Nation. And I would like to just, your thought for today was kind of interesting. You said today's young, cocky, arrogant Christians don't care a bit about Scripture. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers multitude of sins in 1 Peter 4:8. I think that's very well said for today's, what's going on in today's world. Our people are become arrogant. They're in the face of God, actually, turning against them. And we need to come together. It's time for us to start our battle plan because we are at war. The people of Ukraine did not think Russia would attack. They just caught them off guard. They didn't really have a good plan. And the United States was in that. We weren't prepared as well. We need to know our enemy. Satan is promoting sin and using our own system against us. It goes from our schools to government leaders, from the media to the churches. Our leaders in the government, schools, and churches are not obeying the word of God, and they will cause this nation to come down. We need to fight back, to organize, and have a plan to defeat Satan. And that's why we have Eagles Saving Nations. And that's why we need to get Dr. Hansen back on the road again. I know that sounds like a song, but we need to get him back on the road again and going out and meeting with people and discussing what we're doing, what we need to do, leaning on each other and building each other up and helping to prepare for what's going and help us each other through what's going to be coming. Our schools aren't doing it. And our Constitution says when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We've gotten away from these words. We've turned away. And these words would be considered hate speech and treasonous today, but so be it. The government now wants to control us, and we need to turn back.
Well, Reagan. Let's get back a little bit, Andy, to what's going on in this nation as far as the LGBT ideology. In Washington, LifeSite News, the U.S. House of Representatives this week passed a bill that would allow the Biden administration to sanction foreign individuals who oppose LGBT ideology. Now, the so-called Global Respect Act, GRA, cleared the House 227 to 206 vote Wednesday, with six Republicans joining all Democrats in support. So the GRA would empower the White House to impose visa bans on foreigners deemed responsible for or complicit in violations of internationally recognized human rights against people who identify as LGBTQI. The broadly worded bill, which applies to private citizens, defines violations as cruel and degrading treatment, flagrant denial of the right to liberty, among other things. And we are seeing again them promoting again a United Nations agenda, Andy. I've got the Constitution of the United Nations, which is totally to eradicate the Republic of the United States morality. They call it the Old World Order morality of Christian values and beliefs, Judeo-Christian morality. And they're pushing a morality that is totally contrary to the Word of God, totally contrary to how this republic was founded and formed, and it's totally against Jesus Christ. That's their morality. And so this gay, lesbian, homosexual morality, it's a direct attack on God. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah were running the nation out of Washington, D.C. These type of people that were ready to rape even angels, and Lot was going to throw out his virgin daughters, and they didn't want that. They wanted angels, thinking there were men, and man is becoming a beast. But we're talking about immorality, totally against God, on where God is bringing man right to the point of total annihilation, judgment, destruction, because they're becoming a beast. Now, I think we need to look a little bit about our history. You know, February 2011 issue of Whistleblower, it states George Washington believed sodomy was an infamous crime that was to be abhorred and detested. In the court-martial of Lieutenant Frederick Gotthold, tried March 10, 1778, his sentence was to be drummed out of the camp with infamy never to return. William Blackstone, who wrote commentaries on the law, once the very foundation of American legal jurisprudence, could scarcely bring himself to mention the subject of homosexual sodomy, which he called a disgrace to human nature. Thomas Jefferson authorized a bill penalizing sodomy by castration. New York, the penalty for the detestable, abominable vice of buggery was hanging. Likewise, Connecticut laws required the death penalty. Georgia was a little more liberal, the penalty being life imprisonment at hard labor. Maine, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Vermont, all prescribed sentences from 1 year at hard labor to death. John Adams, the founder of the U.S. Navy, said October 13, 1798, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. This nation was founded on the basis of Judeo-Christian values and Christianity, fundamental Christianity right out of the Bible. And if we don't have people that believe in that and run this nation is damned." And again, that's the purpose of Eagle Saving Nations, as you mentioned, to get the church back into the business of calling out sin, holding the government accountable, turning this nation around, voting out rhino Republicans, and getting again people that fear God, once again, making the laws of this nation, keeping our enemies at bay, protecting the Constitution, Bill of Rights, which protects us from going into outright tyranny, outright persecution, toppling the republic, and allowing an invasion to come by our enemies. We are in desperate, desperate trouble, Andy. Homosexuality, lesbianism is a curse on a nation.
Yes, sir. And in your book, Science, The Science of Judgment, page 113, it says, "When a nation led by a righteous leader learns to go to the Lord for direction in times of trouble, that nation will see the miracles of God as he fights their battles. All nations will recognize that God is with that nation, and they will be afraid to attack them." That's what we need today. We need righteous leaders, and we need to become a righteous nation again. Our nation's turning against it. It's bringing up children who are being misled. They're taking God away from the church or from the schools. They're taking God out of the, trying to do away with the churches, with the COVID mandates, when they closed the churches, closed the schools, pretty much isolated people so we couldn't get together and worship. And it's, even though it's turning back some, people are not going back to the way they should have. And that's where your thought for today comes in. When you say today's young, cocky, arrogant Christians don't care a bit about the scripture, and this whole communist ideology is pushing people away. We need to come together. We need to get you back out. We need to get you a vehicle so you can get back out and start coming around and holding conferences again like we used to have and speaking to the people, because that's where the real fire comes in. When two or more gather together, three or more gather together, then the Lord will be with us, and his fire will come down and his light will shine on us, and we'll become a better nation if we get together and we elect leaders who are righteous and not fall into the traps of Satan, not take the mark of the beast, and not be destroyed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andy has mentioned Dr. Nazario, Eagle Saving Nations. Go on my website, www.worldministries.org. Let me just read you the vision statement. To wake up Christians to the reality of the situation that is taking place in the United States of America today. To expose the forces that are attempting to replace the Republic of America under the morality of God, defined in the Bible, with tyranny, thus communism. To educate Christians in every nation regarding the goals and operations of the forces aligned and associated with the New World Order. They are orchestrating one crisis after another throughout the world to move mankind into a world government as described in the book of Revelation, to have leaders, people in every walk of life and every nation join Eagle Saving Nations and rise up to be a true ambassador of Jesus Christ, filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit and having the power and authority to do battle to save their nation. To stop the tyranny that is taking place using COVID-19 as an excuse to ignore the Constitution of the United States and Bill of Rights. To stop the tyranny in other nations that is trying to take away people's liberties and freedoms, making them subject to control by people with evil motives and goals. to conduct conferences in nations where Eagles Saving Nations has membership. These conferences will be focused on training, strategy, exhortation, worship, preaching, allowing the glory of God to manifest, with people being baptized in the Holy Ghost and others constantly overflowing with the Holy Spirit. We want them to leave the conference encouraged, refreshed, and strengthened, with the power and authority to accomplish confronting the evil forces that are trying to enslave God's people and their nation. People, you need to join this. You got to agree with this. If you don't agree with it, I don't see how you can be born again. I mean, do you believe in the Republic? Do you believe in your freedoms? Do you believe that this nation was formed by Judeo-Christian people that believed in God, that believed in Jesus, that wanted to see America a beacon of light? They're trying to topple it and usher pure communism upon us. The Bible says if evil men rule, the nation suffers. If righteous rule, the nation prospers. We're supposed to be salt and light. We're supposed to rule. We're supposed to reign. We're supposed to occupy. We're supposed to take dominion. If we don't make disciples, evil men rule. That's the Great Commission. Do you understand this? Again, all of my guests are shouting as loud as they can that we are in serious trouble, not only from foreign enemies. I believe we're going to see an American or international invasion. We're going to see war, an invasion of the United States. We're going to see world war because the church is failing to stop it. And we have such a weak administration right now that is complying with trying to make us go bankrupt to move us into a new world order. And our enemies are watching, salivating to attack and destroy us. Ladies and gentlemen, join Eagle Saving Nations now. It's only $50 a year. That is nothing. Nothing. Join it now. Send me again $100, $200, $1,000, $5,000 so we can get this vehicle to crisscross America and do what we can to stop this nation from falling apart, to wake up the church, to have another great awakening. We need another great awakening like never before. Andy?
Yes, in the mission statement, it says, reestablish and enforce the United States Constitution based upon Judeo-Christian morality and values, thus enabling freedom to prevail. It says, to have millions of people in America and throughout the world from every profession, clergy, law enforcement, attorneys, educators, healthcare professionals, engineers, contractors, professional sports, athletes, media, food industry, etc., to join the ranks so we can influence every area of life and ensure the freedoms prevail in America and other nations where our members reside, to help the righteous in two positions of power by enabling Christians and nations to understand kingdom values and recognize if a persons truly follow the morality and laws of God, which govern and protect a nation and their freedoms, and to help restore the church back to the biblical model led by the apostles, to make apostles of all nations through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, giving them the power to speak with boldness and fulfill the Great Commission to revive, equip, train Christians to expand kingdom of God. So go to the website. The new website is very nice, very professional. It's easy to look through. Read the full mission statements. Like Dr. Hansen said, you need to join. And you need to support this ministry that he's in, because this is a time when the world is in great trouble. The cost of everything's going up. And in Revelation 6:6 talks about the price of everything going sky high. And if you don't take the mark of the beast, you're not going to be able to sell and trade. So you need to know what's going on. We need to support each other. We need to have plans, battle plans on what we're going to do, how we're going to handle this deception that's going on in the world. And also, he didn't cover it very much, but Dr. Hansen's book, The Science of Judgment, you need to order that and read it. Go into the website, and under the store, click on that, and you'll see how to order the book, The Science of Judgment. It's very easy to do, and it's affordable, but it's a good book. I really recommend it that people read, because it has a lot of good information in it. And some of it I try to cover whenever we have our discussions, and it helps people to prepare And the Eagle Saving Nations is doing that also. That's where we're going to come together and meet and help each other, influence each other. In the statement of faith, it says, we believe that God eternally, co-equally exists in three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and that these three are one God, that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead who convicts, regenerates, and dwells and seals all believers in Christ and fills those who yield him. And that's what we need to come back to. We need to let Christ come in. You need to pray and ask for guidance. And we need to come together and support each other. And I strongly suggest that because we're in deep problems. Our educational system, I came out of the education system, and I left because it was just getting too one world order. The European Union with things like Common Core and the critical race theories that they're pushing today onto the schools and universities. Satan's using this to influence our young kids. And Russia's doing that also. Russia's doing the propaganda in the schools. This is a communist trick, a communist way of getting people to start believing in what they want and not what God wants us to do.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
using that also.
You bet, Andy. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the vision and mission of Eagle Saving Nations is to wake up Christians of the seriousness of the hour, hold revival meetings across the world, fill stadiums, conferences, churches focused on training, strategy, exhortation, worship, preaching, all allowing the glory of God to manifest with people being baptized in the Holy Ghost and others constantly overflowing with the Holy Spirit. We want them to leave these meetings encouraged, refreshed, and strengthened with power and authority to accomplish confronting the evil forces that are trying to enslave God's people and their nation. We want to be true ambassadors of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Join Eagle Saving Nations now. www.worldministries.org. Click on Eagle Saving Nations and join it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to listen right now as there's going to be a little bit of an explaining the book, The Science of Judgment. God bless you.
Reverend Dr. Jonathan Hansen has written a book titled The Science of Judgment. God is predictable. There is a scientific pattern for the rise and fall of nations throughout history. We need to understand the laws or the rules of design regarding prophecy and judgment. When it comes to the laws of judgment and prophecy, denominational or personal belief systems have nothing to do with the reality or the certainty of the rule of judgment. Dr. Hansen's objective is to warn leaders of nations of the second coming of Jesus Christ and the plagues or judgments that are coming upon these peoples and nations that reject Jesus Christ as Savior according to the Scriptures. Dr. Ronald E. Cottle, founder and president of Christian Life School of Theology, states that this book is a must-read for Christians and other leaders in the United States and in other nations. It is clear, powerful, and well-reasoned. We all owe a debt of gratitude to Dr. Jonathan Hansen for the years that have gone into the research and writing of The Science of Judgment. This book has more than 300 pages, divided up in five sections. Part 1, The Science of Judgment, has chapters titled such as The Laws Regarding Prophecy and Judgment, Patterns of Apostasy, Purpose of Chastisement, Standards for Justice and Mercy, God Forgives When People Repent, God Holds Nations Responsible for What Leaders Do, Parental Responsibility, The Feasts of the Lord, Solomon's Transgressions and Their Consequences, Righteous Kings versus Evil Kings, Example of King Jehoshaphat, Ungodly Alliances, God is Predictable, God Holds People Accountable, Man Can Turn into an Intelligent Beast to Do Evil. Section 2, The Deception of the Theory of Evolution, has chapters titled as Problems with the Theory of Evolution, Evolution and Racism, Darwin's Hatred of Christianity and Its Fruit. Section 3, Why Must There Be Judgment, has titles such as The Fall of America and Her Destruction, Cult Christianity, Radical Liberal Politics. Section 4, Kings, Dictators, and Presidents, with the following chapters listed as People Choose Their Nation's Leaders, Qualifications for Godly Leadership, Romans 13, Delegated Authority. Satan is in charge of this world, not Jesus. If laws violate conscience, we must disobey. Finally, part 5, So What Must We Do? These chapters are listed as We Are in a Cultural War, Our Responsibility to a Hostile Government, The Christian's Science of Judgment. With turmoil ever increasing throughout the nations, as Bible prophecy is coming to life right before our very eyes, one must read The Science of Judgment to have a clear understanding of these events and the reasons why. Call 360-629-5248, 360-629-5248, that is 360-629-5248, and request your copy of The Science of Judgment for a donation of $35 or more, plus shipping and handling. Thank you, and shalom.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made-for-television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.